USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Medicare premiums are going up. The federal government releasing a statement last night announcing that Medicare Part B premiums are going to rise over 14% starting next year, meaning monthly costs will rise from about $148 a month to about $170 for those in the lowest income brackets. Longtime Trump advisor Steve Bannon is being indicted for criminal contempt of Congress, and he's now expected to surrender to authorities on Monday. And a busy day for the president on Monday, as he'll sign the infrastructure bill at a big ceremony at the White House in the afternoon. And then in the evening, he has a virtual meeting scheduled with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. The U.S. men's soccer team celebrating a defeat of Mexico 2-0 in a World Cup qualifying game in Cincinnati. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
You've probably noticed food prices have been rising, and industry analysts and some companies themselves are predicting higher prices still before things stabilize. With America's love for bacon, you'd think with bacon prices up that Iowa pork producers would be getting some benefit from that. But actually, a spokesman for the Iowa Pork Producers Association, Pat McGonigal, says just because the prices are up for consumers doesn't mean the producers are seeing anything extra.
One of the things for a pork producer, their feed cost compared to a year ago is up about 50%. And feed represents about two-thirds of the total cost of the production of a pig.
McGonigal says he expects the Iowa pork producers will increase supply to meet the rising demand Americans have for pork products, especially lately, and he says that will lead to stabilized pork prices. SpaceX with another successful launch of some Starlink satellites into orbit, and this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Moments ago, we told you about President Biden's busy upcoming Monday. Well, that's also the day that former Trump advisor Steve Bannon's expected to surrender after being indicted for contempt of Congress. Bannon refusing to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee investigating the January Capitol attack. Lawsuits are piling up following the deadly Astroworld concert a week and a day ago in Houston. An update now from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Head attorney Benjamin Crump says his team represents more than 200 people who were injured, and they're filing 90 lawsuits on their behalf. He called out the event's promoters, saying they should have stopped the show at the first sign of a problem.
So everybody could see what's going on. Everybody could see who was on the ground. Everybody could see where everybody was at, and everybody could just take a breath. But they didn't do that.
Witnesses say there was no way to escape, and no one was there to help. Reina Irihita explains the situation.
It's such a horrible feeling thinking that I witnessed someone lose their life right in front of me and have people there say, oh, it's drugs or it's just this and that, and me saying it's a life.
9 people were killed and more than 300 were injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.